today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Thanks for tuning in to Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, Rossmoen Horatio in the control room.
Chris Graveline here. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be chatting with Jeremy Baylinson, the author of Experience on Demand and founding director of Stanford University's Virtual Human Interaction Lab. He's going to be talking about interactions among people in immersive virtual reality simulations.
Jeremy is a blast to chat with, and you've got to stay tuned for this interview. It's a lot of fun, and we learn a lot as well, so do stay tuned for that. Norma Jean in Erie, Pennsylvania. Welcome into Tomorrow.
I'm 64 years old, and I've never had a smartphone, but I'm thinking of buying one, and I wonder if you can tell me what the simplest one would be to use. I wonder what you know about the Jitterbug phone, because they advertise that as being very simple to use.
Well, Norma Jean, the Jitterbug Smart is probably about as easy as you can get when it comes to smartphones, but it's also limited. The Jitterbug is made for older users predominantly, and they don't try to hide it. The phone comes with a reminder for your medicine and vitamins, an urgent care app to give you live access to doctors and nurses 24/7, and an app to talk to an emergency dispatcher. Jitterbugs come with data plans that start at about $250 a month, and they claim you don't pay for anything you don't use. So if you want unlimited talk, text, and data, it'll cost you about $40. There's a catch, though. Unlimited everything plans require you to also buy a health and safety package, and the cheapest one of those is $20 a month.
And they are very limited phones, though. Any full Android phone and any iPhone will be capable of doing much more. And while those phones won't be as health-centric, they will give you access to all the same services and features. Smartphones in general are fairly easy-to-use devices. They're less complex than computers. You'll largely just have to tap what you want on the screen, and then when you want to use it, and that's about it. While regular Android phones and iPhones won't be as simple as the Jitterbug line, it's mostly because they're not as limited. So you may want to give them a look and see what you think. You'll probably learn to use them very quickly.
Yeah, and again, most any other smartphone will do the job for you. And you're not having to be forced to buy some of these extra features. Very handy, as we mentioned. Jitterbug's very popular. A lot of the older folks, and I mean older, like much older than you, Norma Jean. You're a kid compared to, you know, maybe 80, 90-year-olds that are using this kind of phone, big buttons and that kind of thing. So don't limit yourself if you don't feel you're quite there yet. And get a regular smartphone, Android or an iPhone. If you want to be an iPhone-y, go for it. And then just look for apps that will do some of these same kinds of things and help you out. You know, find out what your friends are using and maybe do something similar to what they have if they like it. Now, if your friends are all using Jitterbugs and they love them, go for it.
Am I the only one that hears Wham in my head every time we talk about the Jitterbug phones?
Yes, exactly. Intotomorrow.com for more. Do join us.